The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com, live here inside the MDN studios. I don't know if I made mention in the 8 o'clock hour, we were talking about everything that's going on in the world around us. I mean, so much of our focus and attention was on the coronavirus. And now, Ira, you watch the news channels and there's no mention of the coronavirus, which is crazy. I mean, it hasn't gone anywhere. You know, the cases are still rising. People are still dying. But all of the focus is on the civil unrest in the aftermath of the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. You know, I weighed in with my opinion, my position on that. I don't know if I mentioned in the 8 o'clock hour when I talked about this, the great scene out of Flint. Maybe I mentioned it in passing, but I wanted to give it some more weight because I really think that it is a shining example of part of the way forward. But if you don't know, in Flint, like many other cities across the country, people gathered to protest. And instead of heading out and from a police perspective and, you know, instructing them on where they could and couldn't go, that kind of thing, which is necessary in certain places where you have seen, some really serious harm come to people as a result of some of the, interactions. In this particular instance, you know, the cop, the sheriff, got in the middle of the crowd. I guess the only thing that I was a little nervous about was that he didn't have a mask, and there were some other folks without masks in there. Like, you wish there were more of those. But the biggest point to be made by the interaction was the cop stopped and he said, "Look, I am here with you. I'm gonna march with you. I see what you see. I'm for what you're for." The video has received millions of views, been featured on news outlets across the country, and I tweeted this. You know, my hometown has taken a lot of flack for a lot of things, and deservedly so, in many instances. I mean, I think the local government has failed the people on several occasions, and most notably and most recently with the water crisis. But this particular instance, they got it right. And I should say local and state government with the water crisis. But in this particular instance, they got it right. You know, that is a shining example of the way forward. Extremely proud of the example that they set, because look, there will not be change without police officers participating in the change. The police officers that see the issues and are willing to call it out, which I know is easier said than done. You know, there's a lot wrapped up in the fraternity. You're talking about people that, you know, whether you share the same opinions on politics or religion, or whether you like someone else, your life is in their hands. You know, there's a need for fraternity in that regard, but there's also a need for the trust of the people. And you suffer an erosion of trust when attitudes like the one we saw on display last week with George Floyd, and we've seen on display too often, when those attitudes are allowed, you know, life, they're allowed to persist without consequence, or at least without consequence visible to the public, meaningful consequence in the way of removal or change, then you suffer the erosion of trust. Even those officers that don't harbor those attitudes, that don't exhibit that kind of conduct, they get painted with the brush, a broad brush, where the perception is reality, where really you got folks thinking that all cops are like that, when obviously they aren't. And the fact that that officer stopped and was a part of that particular protest is an example of, hey, not all officers are like that. So I think that was outstanding. It was amazing. It should be highlighted. It should be celebrated. And hopefully it is part of what we see moving forward. Because I just, you know, you need officers. You need officers. You need folks on the inside that will call that out. And that will say, this is not the way. This is not how we're going to do it. This is not how it should be done. And we are going to root this out. As opposed to allowing for the cover. Well, we didn't see what happened on the other side of the car. Or, you know, there was no sign of asphyxia, as they said in the county attorney initially came out and was, I think, probably making reference to when he said there was evidence that a crime wasn't committed initially. You know, you just can't give room for attitudes or conduct like that to, you know, to persist. So, again, my two cents. We need to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.